This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. Things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tui na reo o te hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today, since it's the Thursday of Te Reo Māori Language Week, I wanted to have a guest, but I couldn't find one, so instead I will be sharing some research and articles about the importance of language for our well-being, as well as ideas on how to celebrate and honour Te Reo Language Māori Week. Stick around for that, but first a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, you won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Kia ora, everyone. And welcome to your Thursday of Te Reo Language Māori Week. As I said, I couldn't find a guest speaker on time, so instead I'm going to be sharing some research I found around the importance of te reo as a language for Māori and well-being, as well as ways you can honour and celebrate Te Reo Māori Language Week. So there is a significant body of research in literature that explores the profound connection between language, cultural identity and well-being, particularly for Indigenous people. For Māori, the revitalisation of Te Reo Māori is not just about language preservation. It's a vital component of restoring health and well-being in the wake of colonisation. So, language and identity. Te Reo Māori is considered a central pillar of Māori identity. Research shows that language learners see it as a resource for engaging in cultural environments and that relationships with whakapapa, genealogy, and the wider language community provide relief from discrimination. The language is also closely linked to the concept of personal mana. Mana is dignity, authority, and agency. The link between language loss and poor well-being. Historical data shows a clear correlation between the decline of Te Reo Māori fluency and decline in Māori well-being. the suppression of the language through historical policies and social pressures had a harmful impact on the physical, social, and emotional well-being, as well as the sense of belonging and identity of Māori. A resource for healing and resilience. Learning and using te reo Māori can be a catalyst for broadening aspects of Māori identity and fostering relationships. It's a way for Māori to reconnect with their heritage and cultural knowledge systems, which are essential for holistic well-being. Holistic health models. Māori health models, such as Te Whare Tapawha, which we're going to get a little bit into it somewhere along this show on Te Whare Tapawha and Te Reo Māori as a language. So Te Whare Tapawha emphasizes a holistic view of wellness that includes spiritual, mental, and social dimensions. We've talked about Te Whare Tapawha a lot and often here on Fighting Stigma. So language and culture are central to these models, and they provide the framework for understanding and achieving health in a way that is meaningful to Māori. Research based on these models shows that a strong cultural identity and a sense of belonging are foundational to well-being. Challenges in the modern context. Despite the recent boom in te reo Māori use, a study by Dr. Kitty Dell at the University of Auckland is investigating either the benefits of this revitalization are reaching Māori, or if inequal resource allocation and continuing barriers are emerging. This research by Dr. Kitty highlights the importance of ensuring that the well-being of Māori is a priority amidst the language boom. General importance of language and well-being. The connection between language and well-being is not unique to Māori. Global research on Indigenous communities and language learning in general has found similar results, such as improved health outcomes. The ability to speak one's Indigenous language is positively related to overall health, resilience, and mental and psychological health. Social and community well-being. Language is crucial for community operation and well-being. It transmits ideas, beliefs, and knowledge, which in turn enhances social support, interpersonal relationships, and shared identity. Reduced negative outcomes. Studies have shown a link between lower levels of language knowledge and higher rates of negative outcomes, such as youth suicide in some Indigenous communities. Identity and self-perception. The language a person speaks is an integral part of their self-perception and contributes to their identity as a member of a community and culture. It provides a framework for thought and a connection to others who share the same worldview. Now, we are aware there is a number of generations of Māori that were forced to not learn and use te reo Māori as a language. And we understand and honour that there is a lot of whakama or shame and or negative feelings around not being able to speak your own language in depth. Now I'm going to share a little bit about Te Whare Tapawha, and forgive me if you already heard in previous shows about Te Whare Tapawha, but Te Whare Tapawha, it's a holistic Māori health model developed by Professor Sir Mason Dury, and it's a metaphor for a meeting house or whare nui, with four walls representing the essential dimensions of well-being: taha wairua, spiritual well-being; taha hinengaro, mental health and emotional well-being; taha tinana, physical well-being; and taha whanau, family and social well-being. Now, the foundation of the house is Fenua, or your connection to the land. This model is a powerful framework to understanding health and highlights the interconnectedness of these four dimensions. Language, and specifically Te Reo Māori, fits into this model in several crucial ways, strengthening each of the walls and the foundation. Now, how Te Reo Māori fits into Te Whare Tapawha? Taha Wairua, spiritual well-being, connection to ancestors and heritage. For Māori, Te Reo is not just a form of communication, it's a spiritual link to their ancestors, or tupuna, and to the land, Whenua. The language holds the stories, proverbs, and chants, karakia, that carry the spiritual knowledge and beliefs of the culture. Expressions of belief. The ability to speak the language allows for the expression of karakia, or prayers, and waiata, songs, which are essential for spiritual practices and rituals. Without the language, a person's ability to fully engage in these aspects of their spiritual life is diminished. Sense of self. Knowing and using Te Reo Māori can provide a profound sense of identity and purpose, reinforcing who a person is and where they come from. The sense of self, it's a core component of spiritual well-being. Taha Hinengaro, mental health and emotional well-being. Thought and communication. Te Reo Māori provides a framework for thought and expression that is specific to a Māori worldview. It shapes the way a person understands their own emotions and how they communicate them. Reduces stress and anxiety. The act of learning and using Te Reo can be a powerful tool for a sense of belonging and cultural connection, which in turn can reduce feelings of isolation and improve self-worth. It is a way of reclaiming a part of one's identity that was suppressed, which can be incredibly healing. Cultural affirmation. The ability to speak your ancestral language provides cultural affirmation and confidence. This is specifically important for Māori who have been disconnected from their heritage, as it helps to mend the mental and emotional scars of colonization. Taha Tinana, physical well-being, active practices. While less direct, language is still connected to physical well-being. Knowing Te Reo allows participation in physically active cultural practices like kapahaka, or the Māori performing arts, and Māora kau, Māori martial arts. These activities are not only physical, but are also deeply connected to the language through songs and commands. Right here, I'm going to add, I really apologize if my pronunciation is not entirely correct, but I love giving it a go. Holistic health. The connection between the mind, Hinengaro, and the body, Tinana, is central to the Te Whare Tapawha model. Because Te Reo Māori supports Hinengaro well-being, it directly contributes to physical health by reducing stress and improving overall emotional resilience. Taha Whanau, family and social well-being. Strengthening relationships. Te Reo is a powerful tool for building and strengthening relationships within the family or whanau in the wider community. It is the language of whanau ngatanga, which is the process of establishing relationships and connecting with people. Intergenerational connection. It enables intergenerational communication, allowing elders or kaumatua to pass on knowledge, stories, and history to younger generations. This strengthens family bonds and ensures cultural knowledge is preserved. Community cohesion. Using Te Reo Māori in marae settings, community events, and everyday life reinforces a sense of collective identity and unity. It creates safe spaces for Māori to be themselves and to connect with others who share their cultural values. So I'm going to finish up by reading an article, well, parts of an article from Remix Magazine from 14th of September 2021, which was during lockdown, by Nina Frankley, and it's called 6 Ways to Support and Celebrate Māori Language Week. I'm just going to read the 6 part. Learn your pepeha. Learning a language is about starting out small and taking that first step. Like in English, learning to introduce yourself is the foundation of language learning. In te reo Māori, pepeha is a way of introducing oneself. Using a set structure, it identifies who we are, where we've come from, and where we belong. It communicates who you are by sharing your connections with the people and places that are important to you. Design Works, in collaboration with AUT University, have created a super simple, free-to-use interactive website to guide first-timers through learning their pepeha. Following this, there are comprehensive tips, including audio, to help you accurately pronounce some of the keywords within your pepeha, as well as a guide to the importance of macrons. Once you created your pepeha, you can then choose to print your pepeha on 100% recyclable paper with the option to include Braille too. All proceeds go back to the Pepeha Project, a non-for-profit initiative led by Māori, which harnesses the power of design to ensure the revitalization of te reo Māori. The website is pepeha, pepeha.nz. Listen, getting involved with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori has never been easier, thanks to a little help from the world of podcasts. If you are a beginner, learning via listening is a great place to start. Try Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori, a series of short podcasts that break down common Māori language phrases and words heard in media and everyday conversation. Watch Celebrate the Māori Language Week by switching across to Māori Television, the government-owned network dedicated to promoting and normalising te reo Māori. Many of Māori's television shows, which span current affairs to comedy, are bilingual, available in both Māori and English. Try streaming in Māori with English subtitles enabled. Free to air on Channel 5 or stream online at MauriTelevision.com. Sing! Some of Aotearoa's biggest artists have recorded their most famous songs in te reo Māori, such as Bikurunga Sway, 660, Don't Forget Your Roots, Drex Project, Woke Up Late, Stem Walker, Thank You, Benny, Soaked, Teeks, Never Be Apart, Shapeshifter, In Colour, Kings, Don't Worry About It, Tikitani, Always On My Mind, and Lord Solar Power are just a sample of the household names with Māori versions of their most popular songs available to stream. Follow. With screen time, specifically our social screen time, at an all-time high, fill your feed with people who will fuel your appreciation and understanding of te reo Māori. The list includes following people such as Anika Moore, Ashley Nathan, Teeks, Stan Walker, Tangaroa Walker, Stacey Morrison, Jess Thompson Carr. Now, Jess Thompson Carr, her artist name is Māori Mermaid, and I absolutely love following her on either Instagram or Facebook. So the lesson would be learn. Now, there are so many free te reo Māori courses. I know the Te Wānanga Aotearoa has many levels of te reo Māori language courses that you can enroll to. There is an array of free apps if you want an app on your phone, such as Kore Rorero from AUT University, Akotahi, Learn Māori Language and Words, Te Aka Māori Dictionary, Korero Māori. So if you just go into your app store and just search Te Reo Māori, There are so many free options. Please just give it a go. But we know sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Once again, I just want to acknowledge that I'm a foreign person to this country, this Whenua, and I want to apologize for any mistakes in information, pronunciation. I've had the best intentions in creating this episode, and huge, huge respect for our Maori people and Te Reo language. I thought I would give it a go in reading out my pepeha to finish today's episode. Tēnā koutou katoa, ko tangata o tiriti aho, ko parihi ro, ko potukara, ko awherika o tupuna, ko taketake o te a kiriri iwi, ko Salvador tōko whenua tupu, ke Aotearoa tōko kenga, ko kirikiriroa aho i noho ana, he kaimahi o Progress to Health, ko haisa ringa tōko ingua, no reira tēnā koutou katoa. Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.